On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and he stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord is risen. Happy Easter. Indeed. Amen. The beauty that we have in our faith is that Easter is not just a day, but a season. In Christmas and Easter, we also celebrate what we call the octave. So it's celebrating Easter every day. Every day of this past week is a solemnity. So the solemnity of Easter will end tonight when the last Alleluia is chanted during evening prayer. We still have the season of Easter that is 50 days, so make sure that you are celebrating today just as you did last Sunday with your families, because it's the same feast that continues. You cannot contain the joy, the power in just one day, so the church gives us eight. So make sure you take full advantage of that. Today is called Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter. And I want to focus on two words, doubt and mercy. I'm going to reflect back to those. I just returned from a 12-day pilgrimage to France and Spain. While I had been there before, you always get new graces when you do go on a pilgrimage. But what I wish someone would have told me is to take an allergy pill. With all the incense and all the flowers on the altar, it really can be bothersome at times, but it shows the love that the parishioners of St. Thomas have for the church and most importantly for our risen Lord to show us this beauty here that we still celebrate during this Easter season. But I want to share with you to help break this open, a story of one of our French Catholic brothers. And some of you his name may come to mind. His name was Arnaud Beltrame. And he came to the news suddenly. He was just an ordinary French policeman. And he came to the news the Friday, Saturday before the start of Holy Week. And I really did not pay much attention to that. I've tried not to watch the news so much. But when we were traveling from Lourdes to Barcelona, We went through a little town in the Pyrenees called Carcassonne. And the people there, we stopped to have a sandwich, and the people there were still struggling with what had happened in their little quiet village, Carcassonne, France. And who this individual was, he was an ordinary French citizen. He was a police officer. He was described as being very patriotic, but he had had a lot of doubts in his life. He had questioned. He was baptized as a child, but kind of had strayed from the faith and gone through many different avenues and channels, even to the point of described of doing Freemasonry. But he was continually seeking the truth in his heart. And St. Augustine tells us that our hearts are restless until they rest in him. So he had recently undergone sacraments, going through RCIA maybe 3 to 5 years prior to that. And he had gone on a pilgrimage to some Marian shrine in France and had asked for a good Catholic woman to come into his life. And she had. He was married civilly outside of the church, but during this time was also befriended after a visit to a French abbey by a priest. And this priest had been working with him through his doubts and through his conversion process, working through that, convinced him of the importance of sacramental marriage. And he had recently walked the Camino in Spain, and he was constantly going through this change of his heart through his doubt. And this is what happened to him. He was scheduled to be married this June by the priest, his marriage convalidated. But on March 23rd, the last Friday before Holy Week, an ISIS terrorist went into a store and took hostages. And he was there. And he offered himself to be exchanged for a young mother that was in there, the terrorist was threatening to be killed. When he did this, the young mother was freed. But what happened to Beltram is he was murdered. And then the terrorist took his own life. So he was taken to the hospital. His priest friend could never convalidate their marriage because he was unconscious. But he was able to give him, praise God, an apostolic pardon and give him the sacraments because he did spend 24 hours in the hospital. So the beauty of that story, what it showed to me, is that's the Easter message. Because we go from doubt to mercy to joy. Doubt and mercy. Sometimes I think we are very hard on ourselves when we doubt issues, especially with the church. But even in our own lives, when people doubt the veracity of something we're saying, or we doubt a teaching of the church, or if we doubt the resurrection, it's okay, as long as we're seeking the truth, seeking Jesus with the mind and the heart of the church. Because if we don't doubt at times, then sometimes we don't undergo that conversion that Christ is willing to give us. Look at our gospel this morning, our patron, St. Thomas the Apostle. Probably the greatest confession of all human history. And he was doubting. He didn't believe. And that room was filled with the apostles who had abandoned him, who denied him, still doubting him. And the Lord presented himself in their midst. And what did he do? Yell at them, disband them. He said, "Peace be with you." And breathed on them the Holy Spirit. We have this beautiful imagery here, the stained glass, where we see Thomas probing the wounds, opening the font of mercy. And when that's realized that that really is the risen Lord, we have these beautiful words of the Baldacchino here, "My Lord and my God." That's what that's for. We all have doubts. I this pilgrimage that we went in, it sounded exciting to me 9 months before. But up until the very time I boarded that plane, I had doubt of going. I didn't want to go. It was the first time my family would ever be separated on a holiday. Kind of had a little bit of a bad attitude. I was sad not to be here with all of you in the parish celebrating the Easter Triduum. And the night after the Chrism Mass, I was with a priest friend of mine, and he says, "Be open to the graces that our Lord and his mother will give you." And I didn't realize that. I still was doubting, kind of closed. And then as the week progressed, the Triduum I spent in Lourdes. And on Holy Thursday, I vested and just served the Mass. The master of ceremonies, the priest, asked where I was from and what I was doing there, and I told him I was on pilgrimage. So he asked me if I would participate on Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday as one of the two main deacons for those services from the United States. And I humbly said yes. And I was caught up in the moment. But it wasn't until after the Easter Mass, all the bishops, priests, deacons, and the faithful process over to the grotto where Our Lady, the doubting that even was there in Lourdes, we processed over the grotto, hear the water running in silence. And then we all sang the Regina Celli. And there was the grace and the peace that I said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Blessed Mother." Not only did she allow me to be there, but gave me the grace to serve at the altar and then be given the graces when that song was sung again, that beautiful hymn of Easter, reminding me so much of home and how that is sung during the Easter season here in this parish. Doubt. But doubt should always lead us to mercy. What does the word mercy come from? It comes from the word misericordia, misery, suffering, cordia, heart, a suffering of the heart. Mercy is the greatest form of love. And that's why today is called Divine Mercy Sunday, because we know we celebrated Easter last Sunday, Jesus risen from the dead, but now we are victorious. Now that mercy is offered to us. That is the fruit of the resurrection. That form of love, a suffering with not another. And St. John Paul II established the second Sunday of Easter as Divine Mercy Sunday. And we see this image that most of our churches are adorned with. We see this beautiful image of our Lord with his right hand up in blessing. But more importantly, look into the left of that image, his Sacred Heart, pouring forth the graces of mercy. The font of both. We see white and red rays coming. White representing baptism and how we're washed away and become members of the body of Christ through baptism. And then the red, the blood, the sacrifice of Calvary made present to us in the chalice, the sacraments of the church. This is the mercy. When we open ourselves to this font that is given to us, we're transformed. And then we see what we heard proclaimed in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, that they took care of one another and there were no needs among them. There wasn't a government. They took care of each other as a family. That's what we're called to do. And if you don't know how to pray, if you don't know how to be open, our Lord left words there through St. Faustina. Five words, Jesus, I trust in you. That's where our trust to be places. Then we live, as St. John says in that second reading, that we are victorious, that our faith is victorious, that our faith will move us. Don't waste this Easter season. Don't waste this divine mercy. If you're struggling, if you're doubting, ask. His font of mercy will transform you. I'm going to leave with some words that our Lord gave St. Faustina And she left for us in her diary. I am love and mercy itself. There is no misery that could be a match for my mercy. Neither will misery exhaust it, because as it is being granted, my mercy increases. Happy Easter.